In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor profiles the work of a U of I student who is studying tiny creatures in order to answer big questions.
For most people, I suspect the word Daphnia brings to mind no clear picture. So let me describe them for you. Daphnia are a genus of tiny aquatic crustaceans. Like larger crustaceans you may be familiar with, such as shrimp, they have segmented legs and bodies protected by a rigid exoskeleton. But even the largest species of Daphnia grow no more than 5 millimeters long, so could easily rest atop a pencil eraser. Daphnia occupy a wide range of freshwater aquatic habitats, including the type of wetlands known as ephemeral ponds, which are pools that form during the wet part of the year and dry up completely sometime after. That's where Chris Holmes studies them. Holmes is a graduate student in the U of I Department of Animal Biology, working in the lab of Professor Carla Cáceres. Through his master's project, he seeks to shed light on a big ecological question, how diversity influences community assembly dynamics, by manipulating both species and genetic diversity among Daphnia and other tiny crustaceans in experimental ponds. These creatures make great subjects for Holmes's work because they reproduce quickly, which should enable him to witness evolutionary change over generations in a relatively short period of time. Thanks to a connection his advisor has with Kim Schultz at the State University of New York College of Environmental Science and Forestry in Syracuse, Holmes has the opportunity to pursue his study at an ideal site, a group of recently created experimental ponds in upstate New York. The site includes 71 experimental ponds in all, and they vary in terms of structure, depth, and the land cover surrounding them. In addition to his advisor, Holmes is collaborating on the project with Schultz. They began work in 2010 when the ponds were excavated by stocking them with different mixes of Daphnia and other tiny freshwater creatures. This past summer, Holmes, with a team of undergraduates he mentors, lived in Syracuse so they could get out to sample the ponds once every 2 weeks. How do Holmes and company sample for aquatic zooplankton in a pond? They dip a plastic pitcher into the water and pour it through a sieve with holes almost too small for the human eye to see. What's left in the sieve are hundreds or even thousands of tiny organisms. Back in the lab at Illinois, Holmes uses a microscope to count the Daphnia and other organisms from his samples and sort them by species. He points out this can be pretty tricky because on the smallest ones, you're comparing legs and antennae that are only about a millimeter long. Some of the other research taking place at the ponds where Holmes is working has fairly straightforward, practical applications. For example, it's anticipated that research on amphibians there will provide land managers with answers to questions such as, what's the best way to make a pond if you're trying to create breeding habitat for salamanders and frogs? In contrast, Professor Cáceres and Holmes are pursuing more fundamental questions. It is well understood, they note, that populations can adapt to their environment and evolve over time. What scientists don't understand so well, says Professor Cáceres, is how the adaptation of one species may influence interactions with other species that occupy the same environment. That's how Holmes's research is important to ecology.
To find out more about Environmental Almanac, to listen to it again, or to see photos, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. The Environmental Almanac is a service of the University of Illinois School of Earth, Society, and Environment, where Rob Cantor serves as communication coordinator.